Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Photograph of a bloodied young boy injured in a devastating airstrike in the Syrian city of Aleppo has captured the attention of people around the world as it circulates through traditional and social media channels. Meanwhile, Russia has indicated they are ready to support a 48-hour ceasefire in Aleppo in order to allow aid deliveries. The UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has expressed frustration at the continuing violence preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid.
Not one single convoy in 1 month has reached any of the humanitarian besieged areas.
De Mistura hopes a UN delivery task force reconvenes next week will be discussing action rather than just hopes. South Sudan's former First Vice President Riek Machar has fled to the neighboring country of Democratic Republic of Congo. Machar had been hiding since early July following clashes between his supporters and government troops in South Sudan's capital that left more than 300 people dead. Twitter says during the last 6 months it has suspended 235,000 accounts for promoting terrorism. Also says that daily suspensions of user accounts have increased by 80% since 2015. Obama administration says a $400 million cash payment to Iran 7 months ago was contingent on the release of a group of American prisoners. It is the first time the U.S. government has so clearly linked the two events. This is VOA News. The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, is urging Afghan leaders not to allow political differences to undermine recent security gains. President Ashraf Ghani and his governing partner, Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah, are locked in a political confrontation, raising questions about the survival of their national unity government. Two Afghan leaders met Wednesday and are scheduled to hold more talks in the coming days. Turning now to U.S. politics, American Party, a Democratic Party presidential nominee, Hillary Clinton, spoke with a group of New York law enforcement leaders about incidents in which African-American men were killed by police officers and police officers were gunned down by African-Americans.
I think it's obvious that recent events from Dallas and Baton Rouge to Milwaukee and across the country underscore how difficult and important the work is ahead of us to repair the bonds of trust and respect between our police officers and our communities.
For the first time since declaring his presidential run, Republican Donald Trump offered an extended apology to those who may have been hurt by his caustic comments, saying that he regrets some of what he said in the heat of the debate. Trump spoke at a rally in Charlotte, North Carolina, where he too addresses the policing issue.
The chaos and violence on our streets and the assault on law enforcement are really and truly an attack against all peaceful citizens. If I'm elected president, this chaos and violence will end, and it will end very, very quickly.
U.S. presidential election about 80 days away, with early voting in the first state set to begin in 5 weeks. For the first time since a deadly cholera epidemic broke out in Haiti in 2010, the U.N. has admitted that its peacekeeping troops played a significant role in the spread of the disease, which has killed nearly 10,000 people and infected hundreds of thousands of others. At the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Jamaican runner Usain Bolt has sprinted to another gold medal, winning the 200-meter race in what he says will be his last summer games to race at that distance. In other events, American Ashton Eden successfully defended his decathlon title. Brazil's men's beach volleyball team won the gold medal. In total, 25 gold medals were won on day 13 of the Rio Games. Get more of what's going on at the Rio Games at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.